Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Game on. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, man, this Wizards team, whew,
we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but, hey, yeah. This
don't doubt my Bulls,
no,
Sam. Don't doubt my Bulls.
Don't
you got to talk about them, too.
I don't want, you ain't send me no text. Come on, no Bulls player got hurt. You sent me a text. Come on, my.
Don't what got hurt.
Whatever. You wouldn't have sent it anyway, Bama. No, no, you playing with. You would not have sent it anyway if one of your players that got hurt. But all right, we know what time it is. We know how she go, y'all. We all know how she go. And we are gonna talk about this basketball, you know. I know it's early, but I for one am feeling optimism because it seems as if this thing is wide open. You know, it seems as if no one has really been crowned, you know, head of the class or the king or anything. So, you know, I want, you know, everybody's opinion on who they think might be that team. You know, I know we got like, 78, 79 games left to be played. So that's a lot of basketball and a lot of time for things to happen, losing players, via trades, via injuries, via whatever. So, you know, we still got a whole lot of basketball left, but for the first time in a long time, I'm enthused and proud of my team because I see them already playing in a championship caliber, and we'll discuss him and that, you know, when we come back. Miss T.
What's happening?
How was your day, man?
Man, my day was awesome. I got a visit from my oldest son and his daughter. They was here, you know. We were just, you know, laughing and giggling, you know, fun family stuff. I'm having a ball. I'm good.
That's what's up. You know, I love when one of us has a good day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Girl, I lost my, I ain't lose it. I know where it's at, my other cell phone. So I'm just hoping, like, heck, the next person that get in the cab that I was in be a nice person and give the cab driver my phone and he'll say, oh, I know who that is. That's Brother Utah's phone. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And do the right thing with it. You know what I mean? Just do the right thing for a brother. I'm going to send them vibes out there right now. That this family getting that
right.
Cab, and he see my phone and he say, "Oh man, somebody dropped their phone in here," and the cab driver take it from there because I tipped them too. See, that's a good thing, man.
Right?
That's a good. Always pay forward with good and bad. Now I'm not saying that he's going to get my cab because I gave him a tip. Because if you can't afford the tip, don't tip. God operates and knows your heart. He operates and knows your heart. So if it's not in your heart, don't do it. But it was in my heart,
right.
Tip, so I tip. And hopefully, you know, that will be enough influence to get things flowing like I wanted to flow. In my favor,
right.
You know what I mean? In my favor. Girl, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot
to talk about.
So we're gonna take a quick one. I'm trying to find my boy. I got to hear it. But come on, you give me a little bit, T, till I find this thing. Give me something on your mind, babe. Anything.
We can talk about my Chicago Bulls for a few seconds and how they're 4-0 right now. And they're doing amazing. Like right now,
yeah.
I'm on cloud 32. That's way
up.
So they knock me down, I'm going to be hurt because I got to fall a long way down.
Yeah, you got a long
way down. I'm going to have to fall all the way down.
Well,
that's how I'm going.
I'm not going to fake, just like my Wizards. Your Bulls are looking good. They are. The boys are playing good team basketball, and
mm-hmm.
everybody seems yelling. They're happy with where they are, and you know what I mean? I mean, that's really all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for from your team, you know?
That's
so,
true.
You know, hey.
It ain't like we – but you know what, Kale? It ain't like we playing some people that ain't nothing. Like, we played the Pistons, the Pelicans, and the Raptors. So, I mean, those are supposed to be good teams.
Right, right. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
So we holding our
own.
We play the Knicks tonight.
The who?
The Knicks. We playing the Knicks tonight.
Okay. Okay. Like I say, it's early, so I haven't really been able to. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. All I've been checking out is my mom. Forgive me, but
right.
You know that's where I'm at right now. It's early in the season. And after this watch of the football team, I need something to pick my spirits up. And it seemed like Ted Leonsis is only going to advertise for the Capitals. I ain't going to, you know, get on my soapbox, but, I'm feeling that. I ain't feeling that at all. All right, y'all, I found it. Here we go. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I just love my co-host. We'll be right back.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it. We got it, we got it.
Basketball, we're going to stay on basketball. As I said, you know, I'm really appreciating this Wizards team and the style of basketball they are playing. And it's amazing to me how in the short time this offseason has been, it seems as if this team has completely turned their style of play around. These guys are moving without the ball. These guys are trapping on defense. They're getting steals. They're getting blocks. Now as I said, you know, Gafford was injured last night. And that, you know, that kind of slows us down. And I hope it doesn't be an injury that hinders them all season, because Gafford was playing good ball. Gafford
I don't think he's gonna be out for too long though, Hill.
Well, I hope not. I really hope not. Because he's a part of those blocks and those rebounds that, you know, I was talking about that were good. So well, the play is good. Now, I got all the good out. Bradley Beal. I'm seeing in him a lot of negative energy, wasted movement. Like that little kid on the court when we were young and playing basketball, that kid that got mad and took his ball and went home. That kid that always, he could have the whole team defending him, but will swear he's open, you know, that kid.
Yeah.
And I really think that what's happening, I really feel that what's happening is Bradley Beal is realizing this team doesn't really need him. He's on a team now. He's on a team now that can do with or without him. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I mean, for a long stretch last night, Bradley Beal was on the bench. And I'm talking about in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, when we are usually dependent on him, he was on the bench. And I'm like, okay, you know, is it that Unseld Jr. is trying to send him a message? Is it Unseld Jr. realizes that Bradley Beal is kind of hurting the team with turnovers and his selfish sort of ball playing? What is it? Why did he have them on the bench? You know, and I'm looking at it like, you know, I'm enjoying the coaching style of young Unseld. Because he's doing what he has to do without making it a media spectacle, without making a big announcement or a big to-do about it. You know, Bradley Beal gets too many turnovers. We all know this. We all know this. You know, Bradley Beal plays out of control. We all know this. You know, every time you turn around, when the Wizards are in a bad play or a mess up, more times than not, Bradley Beal is at the heart of it. Bradley Beal is be it a turnover or, you know, a quarter last night, Montrezl Harrell was running beside Beal, and Beal threw him a bounce pass in motion. Now, Montrezl Harrell is not a typical big man, but you don't throw a bounce pass to a big man. That's just like for those of you who don't know, that would be like Rondo or Westbrook throwing a bounce pass to Anthony Davis. That big man can't get the grip necessary to make that a successful basketball play. And we saw that. And then Beal pouted and threw his hands up on the court. And Montrezl Harrell looked at him like, "Slim, have you lost your damn mind? Do you know who I am out here?" You know, and that was your fault. That wasn't my fault. Why would you throw a bounce pass my way? And anybody that's ever played the game, I don't care what level you play on. I don't care what level you play on. Everyone knows that has ever played basketball. You don't throw a bounce pass to if that Bama is 6'5" plus, you don't throw the bounce pass. Throw the bounce pass. 9 times out of 10, it's just not going to connect. So In all honesty, I'm seeing a future without Beal. And I'm seeing a team who really doesn't need them, really doesn't need him. And I know it's early, and you all are going to say, you know, Kill, you can't really say that and this and that. But Bradley Beal has been hurting this Wizards team for a while now. Serious. And when Westbrook tried to cope Bill. I was more mad at Westbrook for trying to steal Bill than the idea of Bill leaving, if that makes sense.
Yeah. If he's leaving, you want him to leave on his own, a free will, and not be forced to leave.
And we get something back for him.
Right.
That's most important, that the Wizards get something back for him. Let's see what my man Fitty Sam got to say about this. What's up,
Uncle
Barry?
Let me say before you go to 57. Let me say this. Wait a minute, 57. How you doing, first of all? How you doing?
I'm your Huckleberry.
I want to say this, Kale. I think you guys were – your coach, Wes Unseld, he went with the people on the floor that was bringing you guys back. You know what I mean? Like, even though Bill is supposed to be the starter on the team, he's not necessarily caring about that. He caring about winning. He caring about whoever is that's on the team that's going to do their part. And if you were doing your part at that particular time, that's who he's rolling with. He's rolling with the people who putting up points on the board. That's why he never went back to Bill, because Bill was out there sugar, honey, iced teaing it around.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why he stayed with the players that he stayed with, because he knew that the people he was staying with was going to get it done. Not to say
that's
Bill, but he just went with people that was getting it done.
Well,
in
all honesty, he went with the players who stay on script. Bill played too off script. Bill played too off script. And for a while now, we have been saying this. Go ahead, 57.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to tell you
57.
Something. Hey, sis, what's up? First of all, let me say this. Rest in peace, Bob Ferry. The last championship this team had, we had a dynamite team that year, and we really that we deserved that championship we won. So I just wanted to say that right there.
I said
last year that I thought we should have tried to have traded Bill for someone else or see what we could get for him. You know, this team really doesn't need Bill now. Kale sees that now, you know, that we can win without Bill. You know, I'm just saying, Kale, because me and you, you know, we was on it about that same issue. And I just think we don't, like you just said, we don't need him to win now. We got some, I like Harrell. We got some young studs out there and some studs out there that want to play ball and ain't got time. That's why John Wall gone. Because the season before John Wall got hurt and everything, he was giving Bill the blues for not stepping up, you know, in the locker room. He was giving Bill the blues in the locker room about not stepping up, you know. And like they said, being selfish too. And then they got rid of the wrong one, I think, my opinion, you know. But John Wall couldn't stay healthy. So, and Bill could.
Right.
But Bill is not a leader. Especially not a leader on this team right here.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, look at the small sample that we've had of Montrezl Harrell. He's more of a leader than Bill, in my book, you know. I watch how players look toward him after a big play is made, a steal, a dunk, a rebound. And he's really into it. The players are really into him. Really into him. All right, let's go to my brother. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
What's up, Ted?
Hey, good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? What's going on, Lady T? What's going on, Kill? Hey, 57. How y'all doing?
What's up, brother? It's our Friday.
I tuned in late. So what you're talking about? I heard the last part about Bill. So you're talking about Bill, huh?
Yeah. Talking about Bradley Bill. And
yeah, well, you know,
how the Wizards are looking like they really don't need him right now.
Well, yeah, you were saying that yesterday.
I know it's early in the season. Let me just say this. I know it's early in the season. But to me, Bill is still bringing the same answer that he brought to this Wizards team last season. Now, I'm not saying that they lost because of Bill. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is I'm done. I'm tired of seeing this from Bradley Beal.
Well, you know, when we was watching the game yesterday, we was pointing out everything he was doing. His lack of David on this, if he don't get the ball, you know, his complaining about fouls and not getting back on defense, his lack of defense. So, you know, and I think Dittley is taking his shine. So maybe he and his feelings about that.
Who's taking
because
his shine?
They,
who you say?
Dittley.
Who you say?
Dinwiddie, whatever the little young boy that came from Brooklyn.
Dinwiddie.
You came from Brooklyn, so you, as you noticed, he got the ball in his hand pretty much, and they sent him Bill to corners, and you got Dinwiddie running the show.
And you know what?
That's how it should be, though, Tim. Don't you agree? Don't you agree it should be that way because Bill is a turnover king?
Yeah. I mean, they want to go like that. Put Bill at that two. Then Woody at that one. Bill at that two. Like Kale was saying, he's finding that they don't need him now because, you know, Bill, then Woody can get his points himself. As far as he got his jumper, he can see he's driving, and also he will look for that open man too. And less turnovers he's making. So, like you say, he's finding a team now that don't really need him. He's expendable.
Yeah, he is expendable. And I'm really thinking, did he choose to stay in D.C. because L.A. couldn't afford for real to pay him, or was this really where he wanted to be, you know? I know he said that he wanted D.C. as his home. He wanted to stay here. But I mean, I got to ask the question. If the money was different, would your decision been different? Would the choice you made have been different? You know, that's just the type of stuff I think about, you know. I'm not putting it on them.
I think he still would have stayed. Let me tell you why. I think he still would have stayed because he see how John Wall then went out there and tried to test some waters, and he's sitting on somebody's bench right now. First of all, he's not young no more. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a young man. He's about to be in his 30s. Yeah, Yes, we're talking
about Bill. That's fine.
I'm just saying. I don't know nobody that's going to want him with that contract he got and
that's
the
what I was about to say.
He
already got a big contract, so he's making lots of money right now.
I can't argue that fact at all. But the reason I say that prime, you got to realize, Treach, he's out of his 20s. So his body is conditioned and used to basketball right now. So he'll probably have 3 to 5 more years to really, really shine. You know what I mean? To really shine. And He'll be a great piece for a team going into his 30s. But we all know Bill is not a leader. He's not a leader, and he wants to be, but that's just not him. That's just not his makeup. And Dinwiddie, man, Brooklyn got to be kicking themselves for not keeping that young man. I see floor general all in him. And he reminds me, he, and this is just me. I'm not asking anybody to walk with me on this. but he reminds me of a Westbrook without the turnover, of a Westbrook without the bull in a China shop, a playing style.
Don't do that to that boy. Don't do that to him because he can shoot way better than Westbrook. Westbrook got motor and got engine, but Westbrook cannot shoot nowhere near like that boy can shoot.
All I'm comparing is the motor and the injury. We all energy. We all know Westbrook can shoot. You ask him from five feet back, you taking a chance with Westbrook. Now he can dunk and lay up and even that is a question mark at times. But
so
close to the basket. Exactly. He's a bull in the China shop, you know? But Dinwiddie isn't.
Let's say he's a typical protocol, like what you would say, point guard, because he knows when to take the pace of the game, when to speed it up, when, like you said, when to take that drive or when to pull it back out. Westbrook go 100 miles an hour just nonstop and do, like they showed a little example of yesterday game. They had 24 seconds on the clock. He shot the ball with 21 seconds in there. I mean, they just let him shoot it. You had Carmelo that was trying to come off that pick and roll, but Westbrook going to put it up and claim. You know, he can have good numbers. He put up good numbers. He showed that when he had the triple-double and all that, but he's not dependable. He's a loose cannon. And, you know, we said that before, okay, about a couple of years before he got to Washington, we was kind of saying that, you know. Game before that, he's going 100 miles an hour, missing layups. What good is that? You know, then also you don't know when to pull it back out. You just want to come rush it. And so he's not truly a point guard. He's a two guard. But that can't shoot. All right. So
all right. Let's bring my other brother from another mother. What's up, Tank?
Hey, what's going on, family? What it do, Miss T.
What's up,
Kale?
What's up, Dave?
All right, Dave.
I've been listening to y'all, man. I agree with a lot that y'all were saying, but I definitely agree with what you said, Kale. I'm definitely on that boat with you with Dinwiddie. It's like a Westbrook, but he can definitely shoot better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about Bradley Beal, just let Dinwiddie and them control the ball. Don't let Bradley Beal bring the ball out.
He's a turnover. Waiting to happen.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that one pass that he threw to Montrezl Harrell, the bounce pass in motion, I'm like, what did he throw that for? There's nobody that big, man. It's
right.
The chances of a player that big securing the bounce pass. And then, what was so wild when Bradley Beal went to the bench and Whitty, my man Whitty came out there, he threw a bounce pass to Kuzma. But guess what? He threw it the perfect point guard manner. He threw it in the perfect point guard manner.
Right.
The pace was stopped. Nobody was down there but Kuzma. So he got away with the bounce pass because Kuzma didn't have to worry about running through traffic, obtaining and taking care of the basketball and scoring. Only thing that was on his mind was securing the ball and scoring.
Remember we was watching that and we said how like you say, how Dinwiddie did it as a textbook point guard. He did it with the two hands bounce pass, and it came right into dude's pocket. Westbrook trying to skip stuff real fast and got too much velocity on the ball, okay? And then Bradley Beal also, he was doing the one-hand joint. But then also, remember he was looking in the corner talking to the bench while they were playing and wasn't even into the game? He just kept talking to Boston bench.
He always turned it around. Like he's so good that he could do that. He always do that.
But that shows a lack of concentration and a lack of commitment to the players that are out there on that floor with you. The biggest point that I saw and I had a problem with, when Bradley Beal was called for a foul, he goes to the sideline. His coach is talking to the ref. Bradley Beal grabbed his coat and began demonstrating on his coat the point that he was trying to make to the official. Unsell didn't really look uncomfortable or anything like that. That right there is not accepted. Dude, you don't have the same coaches you had before. This is not the same team that it was. You're not going to be able to get away with moves like that with this coach. You're not going to be able to do that. And Bradley Beal was like, so busy fussing with the ref that he just hooked Unsell Jr.'s arm and was like throwing his hip. And Unsell Jr. was like, yo, man. You know what I mean? And he was like, okay. We understand. Go take a seat. You know, I got this. Go take a seat. And then we did not see. We saw scary part of Bradley Beal in that fourth quarter. So I'm telling you, this ain't the same with the team. Hello? Who is that? This is not that same Wizards team. It's not the same Wizards team that it was, last season. Because last season, all of that was acceptable. Bradley Beal, like Tree said, standing talking to the other team and playing around and, you know, joking with Tatum, his boy, and they showing. Look, he joked and played so much with Tatum that the commentators and the broadcast started showing pictures of Bradley Beal and Tatum on the Olympic team, Bradley Beal and Tatum growing up, and then they took it so far as to show both of their sons together. And I said to myself, you know, this too much. Dude, you're in the middle of a NBA basketball game. Y'all cannot be that. Look, you're trying to beat him, to beat you. You guys should be conversating, smiling, and laughing right now. I don't care what type, level of friendship that you're on right now. You're playing with your brother, your family. And that's who you laugh, joke, high five, and pat on the ass and all that with. You don't do that with a Boston player. Ooh. That's another team. That's another team, y'all. You know?
At least wait till the game over. Right. And if you want to befriend him, do it then. Or before the game starts, do it then.
Right.
You know, when the camera's not really watching, but they watching, do it then. Don't do it during the game. I understand that. Don't do it during the game. Like, that's too much.
Come on, Lou.
Uh-huh.
Come on in here, Lou.
Yeah.
What's happening, Lou?
All right.
Hey, Lou.
Good evening.
What's up, Lou? All right. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good. I didn't think I was going to be here tonight.
You what?
I didn't think I was going to be feeling so well tonight because I got my second shot yesterday. I thought I'd be sick of the dog. But I'm glad I'm here.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
be all right.
Yeah, glad
you're
okay.
You didn't get the Johnson
and
Johnson, did you?
No.
We ain't gonna talk about it. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep on the subject.
Yes, all right. You good.
So anyway,
you good. Yeah. You good. You good.
I mean, some guys don't do anything for a dumb move to make a cheap tactic like that, you know, at the last second of the game. The game was already out of reach, and you gotta pull a goofy stunt like that. That wasn't necessary.
Which game are you talking about?
Oh, it was. It was last night. I think it was with the what happened with the Thunder and the Lakers game.
The Celtics. The Celtics.
Oh, oh. No, the Celtics played the Wizards last night.
Yeah. With Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Lakers game.
It's early basketball right now. And what we see now does not necessarily mean what we're going to see ahead coming
absolutely
on.
Not.
So, you know, so we got to keep that in mind. But it's just, you know, I'm noticing little subtle things from Bradley Beal, from the rest of the Wizards team, and from the head coach Wes Unseld Jr. You know, that is telling me, don't be surprised if these dudes part ways before the season is over. Go ahead, Ted.
Let me ask you this now. Let me pose this question about Westbrook. Do you think Westbrook can swallow his pride and come off the bench? Because I think Rondo should start with that first unit.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't care. Westbrook is not a Wizard anymore. I don't care if he come off the bench. I don't care if he starts.
Well, I'm just posing that to everyone.
Like,
you know, just everyone, like, especially Lou, you know, because Lou was talking about Westbrook. But I'm just saying, like I was telling you before, I think Rondo should start. And Westbrook, since he got that motor,
yes,
you go with that second unit, you know, to bring that scoring, you know, with Carmelo and what have you and stuff. So then you can go crazy. But with that first unit, I was just saying, do you think he would swallow his pride? That's the best thing for the team. But like you said, he's too prideful and he's used to being a starter and it might mess up his ego. But I think for the betterment of the team, I think he should come off that bench.
He's not going to do it.
And then you have to realize who will be taking his starting job. Rondo. There was already beef there before the season even went on. There was already beef there. So you don't want us going near that gasoline. You know what I mean? And I can see Westbrook now stalking and upset. I mean, sulking, excuse me, and upset at the fact that he was delegated to the bench and now Rondo is starting.
Right.
And it also says Rondo brother was right. You are some garbage. You are some trash. So I just don't see Westbrook accepting that role. I would see Westbrook being traded, asking for a trade before I see him.
I agree. And one more thing, real quick, because I'm watching it on Shannon Sharp and them. Now, what do you think about when Westbrook got on that younger who, you know, shot the ball with like one some second because he got a steal? And Westbrook wanted to get all upset, you know, and then Youngin's face talking about, you know, it's a protocol about basketball. You don't do something like that. But my thing is, don't make a turnover.
Exactly.
I've seen Westbrook pad his stats. Remember when he was trying to do the triple double stuff? I seen him put a shot up to get a rebound or do something, but he did something that, you know, just to pad his stats when he was going doing the triple double stuff. And then he wanted to get on the younger because they losing, and the younger stole the ball and gonna go for a dunk. Please, I was like, get out of my face, old man.
He told him to get out of my face.
That's basically what he told him. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
got acting like old girl.
Intimidated
at all.
Made him look stupid.
You're going to get punched in the face.
Debo, yes. You are correct, Debo. KD does not look crazy now for wanting to get away from Westbrook. He does not look crazy now, especially since he's actually moved on and won championship.
Good point, Debo. Because I was going to bring that. I was in my mind that that's why KD left. You know what I mean? Because I saw some short film when they early days, and like I say, Westbrook, he was out of control then. So KD said, "I can't play with you, man." You're right, Debo. Perfect, perfect, perfect one, man. Yes, sir. Because he's volatile, man. He's volatile. He got hustle. He got motor. He got heart. You know all that, but dude, you don't know how to control it, man.
Right. When he plays, it's like hostile. It's he making a hostile environment for everybody.
Good point.
All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Good topic. We'll revisit once the season gets going and we read a little bit more of this book or watch a little more of this movie. We'll be right back.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Right on, brother.
So come on and diggity-jack yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check.
You better check yourself or you wreck yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom, kill car alarms. Doing foul crime, I'm that brother with the Alpine 34-6, so always let tricks know and freaks know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain, and no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, headbutt ya. You say you can't touch this, then I wouldn't touch ya, punk you a sucker. Here to let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dough.
Don't call me Doughboy. Lady T, you ready, T? I want to get these. I want us to make sure we get these picks in. All right, Marcus, what's up, Marcus? You with us, Marcus? Marcus, I got you on.
Yes, sir. What's going on, fam?
Oh. Hey, Marcus.
What it do, Marcus? What's up, brother?
Hey, man. What's up, Chad?
What's up, brother Marcus?
What's going on, man?
Tang.
You good? Yeah,
that
I heard Tang and then I heard Tang. Both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm learning the voices, man. I'm getting them down, man.
Man.
Okay.
It's all good. You know, it's one of us, though.
Yeah. I definitely know your voice, man. You got that star spank on the end of it, man. It's a little star.
Oh, man, don't say nothing about no damn stars. See that? Ted, you in with your pick this week, Ted?
He got that
Ted.
Cowboy spank on his name.
It's all good.
Yeah, I can hear them. He holds his chest out. He got the peacock chest.
And you know it.
Hey, look, y'all gonna let me get to the pick, or we gonna talk about Tang's voice all the rest of the show?
Let him go, Marcus. Let him go.
Hey, 57, you with us? See, what I'm saying. Lou, you.
I'm here.
Lou, my man.
Yes.
Meemaw, you
hey
with me?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm here. How you doing?
Hey, Meemaw.
Hey, Meemaw.
Hey, y'all.
My Reese's Pieces. Reese's Cup. You with me?
How y'all doing?
Hey, Reese.
What it do, sis? What it do?
What's up?
57. Did this Bama fall asleep, y'all?
Thank
too many
you Westerns.
Right.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, I ain't sleep. I had it on mute, man. Y'all,
hey,
boy,
coming,
I won't sleep.
Boy, wake up. Wake up, boy.
No,
wake up, man.
See, look.
Look, y'all, everybody else, y'all go, he got the mute on, but it's 57. Is he asleep? Is he asleep? Is he asleep? One time I fall asleep on the thing.
I said he was asleep. I mean,
no, no,
come on,
no,
old man.
No,
come
no,
on, old
I
man.
Recall,
I recall right, Lady T and I recall Lady T and I calling the name and getting snores in response. So, nah, it ain't one time that you fell asleep. All right, so real quick, Marcus. What is going on with y'all tonight, man? Marcus. All right, Tank.
I'm here, bro.
Here.
He was at the bartender.
Boy.
I'm here, bro.
I call you.
I know Tang there. He keep winning. I know Tang there.
Yeah. Lou.
I'm here. I've been here.
Reach your cup.
Hey.
Mima.
I'm here, too.
All right, Treece. All yours, baby.
Is Debo here?
Yeah.
If
okay,
Kale is here,
go.
Debo is here.
You know what? Close it. Let's roll,
okay.
Y'all. We got a bunch of division games this week. We got about 5 division games. So let's get into it.
And you know what's up with us?
We got the Packers and the Cardinals. What say you, Ree?
I'm going with the Cardinals.
How about you, Marcus?
I'm going with the Cards. How about you, Lou? Packers. Kane. Who you say again? I'm sorry, Miss T.
Cardinals, Packers.
Hey,
oh, man, I'm going. Ooh, where they playing at?
Cardinals.
Yeah, like you just came out
of Green Bay. I'm going with Green Bay.
Yeah, like
I'm talking about the bathroom. Green
on,
Bay. Green Bay.
I'm going with Arizona at Cardinals.
Come on, Kyler me, Mom.
Murray.
I'm going Green Bay.
Debo.
Cardinals.
Kale.
I'm Green Bay.
What?
No, don't get him no love.
I'm going Packers. All right, the next game we have is Panthers.
Hold on, Lou.
Falcons.
Did you get Lou?
Oh, I
got
Lou.
Yes, I did.
He said Packers.
Yes,
I got
he did.
This.
She did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Panthers, Falcons. And we are playing in Atlanta. Come on, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Yeah. You said Falcons?
Yes.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Falcons.
Come on, 57.
Falcons.
Ted.
Real quick, who brought it back for the Panthers?
I'm not sure.
Cam Newton.
Ooh.
Cam Newton.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna go with Atlanta. But,
okay.
Be quiet.
Okay.
Them.
He's
me,
Mom. Ass, yeah.
I'm going with Atlanta.
You got my. I said Atlanta, Lady T. Right?
I got you.
Okay,
I got
thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, dear.
Debo.
Falcons.
Kale. Tang.
Falcons.
Reese.
Falcons.
I'm going Falcons as well. Next team up, and that was a division game, you guys. That was a division game.
Okay.
Division game we have is Titans versus the Colts, and we are playing in Indianapolis. Titans, Colts. Come on, 57.
Titans.
Say it.
Tennessee. Tennessee.
Meanwhile. No,
no.
Titans.
Debo. Reed.
Titans.
Marcus.
I'm going with the aliens.
The what, babe?
I'm going with the alien on the Titans.
I can't hear. Somebody got background noise.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going with the Titans.
So you said Titans,
Titans.
Marcus?
Yeah, that was
okay. Look, if I don't get y'all thing, it's going to be wrong now. Y'all don't be blaming me. Look.
I don't know who it is.
Titans.
Come on, Tang.
Hey, you want me to take your bag?
I'm going with the Titans.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Titans.
Okay,
who is that? Somebody got hella noise behind them. All right,
it's not me. I've been on mute. It's not me. I've been on mute. I just turned myself off.
Okay.
It's me.
It's okay. But if it's not you, we you don't have to respond. It's okay.
Yes.
Dolphins Bills is the next one up. Dolphins, Bills, another division game. Dolphins, Bills. I'll take the first shot. I'll go Bills. Come on, Kale.
Ew.
Tang.
I'm going with the Bills also.
Okay. Reed.
The Bills.
Marcus.
Bills.
Lou.
Bills.
57.
Bills.
Ted.
The Mafia. The Bills.
What thing was that?
The Bills Mafia. The Bills. Buffalo.
Me, Ma.
The Boston.
The Bills.
He was taking a drink.
Debo.
Debo going to Bill.
Okay. So we have Bengals, Jets is the next team up on the totem pole. We have the Bengals and the Jets. We're going to start out with Meemaw. The Bengals.
Mm.
57.
Bengals.
Ted.
Bengals.
Tang.
Sensei.
Reese.
Bengals.
Kale.
Bengals.
Lou.
Bengals.
I'm going Bengals as well. Okay. The next
get
team.
Debo? Did you get Debo?
He said Bengals, right? Oh, no. Debo,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, Bengals.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Next one up. Another division game. We have the Steelers and the Browns. Steelers and the Browns.
Wow.
Come on,
wow.
Marcus.
Browns.
Lou.
Browns.
I don't hit 57 yet.
57.
Your dad come first.
Steelers.
Meemaw.
Steelers.
Oh, Diva. That's what I'm talking about.
Diva.
That's what
like
I'm talking
guy.
About. D.O. Brown. Brown.
Ted.
Keenum quarterbacking, right? Baker out, right? Yeah. I'm going to go with the Brown. I'm going to go with the Brown.
Okay. Tang. Tang.
Tang, you with it?
Yeah.
No, we can't hear you.
Barely, barely. Bengals or Brown? I mean, Steelers or Brown?
He said Pittsburgh.
I'm going with Steelers.
Okay, Steelers.
Like, you holding the thing up, boy. I'm about to go pay, too.
I don't know why y'all can't hear me. My phone turned up. I said the Steelers.
The Steelers.
You must have had your mouth on something else.
Brown. Brown.
Okay. I'm going Brown. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. The number here is 563-999-3782. Get your popcorn. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up, you don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Oh, when it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me, why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some n****s on the other side. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever put a f*** for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Down. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there, sweet. Flat. If f***, man, put a stack in her rack. Go.
Reese, I gotta admit, the more I hear this song, the more I like it. For real.
I'm telling you.
For real.
Listen to the words, man.
That Bama, yeah, young. He said, if I don't mess with it, why I'm be about it? Go ahead.
Nah, I ain't never that's ran from a new
boy. Let's keep this train moving right along. It's just moving so smooth. We have the Eagles and the Lions. Eagles versus the Lions, you guys. And we're playing in Detroit. Come on, Kale, start it off.
I'm going to go with the Lions. Mario,
you going to get that stuff up? What?
Come on, Kale, wait a minute.
We hear you, Kale. You want
on,
all us to get that stuff up? You want us all to get that stuff up, Kale?
Come on,
I'm going with Philly. I'm going with Philly.
Okay. Come on, Ree.
Come on, Ree.
The Lions.
I got you. Come on, Marcus.
Eagles.
Come on, Lou.
Eagles.
I'm going Eagles. Come on, 57.
Debo.
Eagles.
Come on, Ted.
Eagles.
Mima.
Eagles.
Debo.
Detroit.
Okay. Now, we're going to go to the Rams versus Texans. The Rams versus Texans. Ooh. What say you, Marcus?
Rams.
Come on, Lou.
Rams.
Reese.
me.
L.A. Rams got them at Stafford. Okay. He used to coach with Detroit. He used to play quarterback Detroit. Then they got Aaron Donald.
Come on, Ree.
The Rams.
Come on, Tay.
I'm going with the Rams.
Kale.
I'm going with the Rams.
Come on, 57.
Rams.
Come on, Ted.
Rams.
Me, Ma.
Rams.
Debo.
Rams.
Well, I guess that's a sweep for the Rams.
Yeah.
Everybody got confidence in the Rams, huh? Okay, that's cool. 49ers versus the Bears. You guys, 49ers versus the Bears. Come on, Lou.
49ers.
Come on, Marcus.
Chicago Bears.
My man.
Come on, Ree.
49ers.
Oh, you ain't my sister no more. I was just talking. I love you, sister.
Come on, Tay.
I'm going with the 49ers.
Come on, Cam.
49ers. Bama.
You sound like you didn't want to say that, bro.
I know, right? Like your throat was hurting. Come on, 57.
He isn't going to give the Bears no love.
What'd you say,
my man. First
go
Bears.
Hey, man, I don't want to hear that, man.
Come on, Ted.
It's pronounced the Bears. D-A, the Bears.
Come on, Mima. 49.
You broke that all
up. Come on, Debo.
Debo picks the Bears.
My man.
And I'm picking the 49ers, as you all know.
We know.
So, that was between me and Ted. So, let's move right along. We're going to go to the Patriots versus the Chargers, you guys. Patriots versus the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers at that. Ain't that the L.A. Chargers here? Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's start us off. Start us off. Patriots, Chargers. Come on, Lou.
On you, Lou.
Chargers.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Chargers going to get them this time.
Oh, okay. Come on, Ree.
Chargers.
Yep.
Come on, Mima.
Chargers.
57.
Who Chargers? Who else playing? I'm sorry.
Patriots.
Where they playing at? Foxborough?
Hey, Ted, man. You want the history of the team?
Be quiet. They playing well?
So
it makes a difference,
and
though.
At the Chargers' house.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Come on, Debo.
Debo picks the Chargers.
What'd you say, Cam?
Yes, sir.
Chargers.
Tang.
Patriots.
I'm going Chargers.
Man, Jones Chargers, though, but
so we have next up on the line on the list is Jaguars versus the Seahawks. And we are playing in Seattle, you guys. We are playing in Seattle. Come on, Mima. Seahawks. Come on, 57.
Who playing?
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Who the quarterback?
Shut up. And come on. He's trying to be funny.
The joke is cool and everything, but we're trying to get all the picks in. Let's get all the picks in, then we can joke around all we want. Can y'all promise me that?
All right, then.
Let's get our picks done.
Yes, sir.
Real joke.
All right.
Jags and Seahawks. 57?
Seahawks.
Come on, Ted.
You say Ted or Tang?
Ted.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Come on, Debo. Seahawks.
Seahawks. Go Hawks.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Jags.
Me too. Ooh, yeah. Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
No, couldn't it?
Shut up. Come on, Ree.
Seahawks. Is Wilson playing this week?
No.
No.
We got a new change, right?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is playing. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Jags. I'm going with the Jags.
Reese, you want to change?
Yes, I do. I'm going to choose the Jags.
Gotcha.
You know I'm going to surprise y'all.
Come on, Lou.
Tell him, Debo.
What'd you say, Lou?
Seahawks.
I'm going Jags. Did I get everybody? Yeah.
Did you ask me?
All right.
Did you ask
Kelly
him?
Said Seahawks.
Okay.
All right.
Move right on.
One last division game for the evening will be the Bucks and the Saints. And we are playing this game, you guys, in New Orleans. We playing this game in New Orleans. Yes. Just give me y'all answer. I don't need to who playing, I don't need none of that. Just tell me what your score is. Ted.
Nah, who winning?
Ted. Yeah, who winning?
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
Come on, 57. I said 47. Come on, 57.
He is 47.
I said, I'm sorry. I'm going to go.
He
47 going
down.
With the Saints. 47 going
okay.
With the Saints.
I got you.
Hmm?
I apologize. Come on, Mima. Tampa Bay. Come on, Debo.
Debo is going with Tampa Bay.
Come on, Payne.
Tampa Brady.
I'm going with the Bucks.
Come on, Reese.
The Bucks.
Marcus.
Bucks.
Lou.
I'm going with the Saints.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on, Kale.
Tampa Bay.
I'm going Bucks as well. All right. We have a good game. Washington versus the Broncos, you guys. Washington versus the Broncos. What say you, Tane? Washington
man,
and
think,
Broncos.
I'm going with Washington, man. They're going to beat this week. I don't care what nobody says.
Come on, Reed.
Hey, yeah, we don't need your motivation.
You said Washington?
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus. To the stars.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, I'm going to Washington this week.
Come on, Lou.
It was Washington. Who else, girl?
Broncos.
I'm going with Denver.
Come on, Kale.
Come on, man. Washington.
I got you. 57.
The other team.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Come on, Mima.
I'm going with Washington.
Mima, come on, y'all. Yeah.
Come on, Mima.
I need that with some confidence.
Y'all don't sound for sure, Washington fans.
Oh, I'm not going to win. I'm
not about that. Oh, no joke, remember? No joke.
Debo pick what?
Washington.
Gotcha. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for our last two and final picks. We'll be right back.
Hey,
our number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
I want to change it.
Yeah. We're going live from the north side of Liberty City. I'm going to keep it player. I just want you to know we the Navy SEALs. We're going to strike your home up. Platoon, nigga. Okay. Three bad on me. Top floor at my penthouse, yeah. Young rich, I'm in my rope. No hustle, my flip-flop, yeah. So that trolling is hip-hop, whoa. Let me go get shot. Quarter mil K, my wrist right, whoa. Bust down, better don't TikTok, no. We got them bricks in the drought. I call a play and they hitting the route. This life I'm living be tripping me out, cause I just let a famous be in my mouth. Ew, I'm about burning for a project. Road truck coming, I'm cut that. Every time I'm back, tell the pop that like. If a rap body, know I got that. Posing on the gram, but you not that lit. Your favorite rapper is not that rich. Fly Dubai on Emirates. Only fly my day with the shoot. All bad f- need discipline.
Booty.
Okay.
All right,
let's go. Now, Ted,
can I
take
my pick right quick?
Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute, hold on. Ted, you want to switch from the Broncos to Washington?
Yeah, I want to take Washington. I'll take them, Bama.
All right.
They win.
Hey, and we lost Lou. And, okay, Marcus is back. But we lost Lou. But go ahead. Marcus, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Marcus, you with me?
Okay.
All right.
The Sunday night game is versus the Cowboys and the Vikings. You got Cowboys and Vikings. This is going to be a good game.
You like that?
I'm going with the Vikings.
Sorry, Kale.
Mark.
Cowboys.
There you go, Mark.
Come on, Kane.
True to that blue.
Don't let it go to your head.
It's all good,
okay.
Marcus. You with me this week. I appreciate it.
Come on, Kale.
Vikings.
Boy, you going with your heart.
Nah, that's my cousin. Going with my cousin.
I'm going to go with. Hey, that's your cousin. You like that? No, I'm going with Dallas. with the Cowboys.
57.
Vikings.
Mima.
The Vikings.
You joke, girl.
Y'all just hate. They hating on you, Tang.
What are Debo saying?
Cowboys. And after that, Debo, next week you call in yourself.
Hey, Kim. I bet it for y'all. You gonna cover me, Kim? You gonna cover me, Kim? I bet it for y'all.
That means you gotta practice your voice all week next week, Kim.
And I will pay you.
Come on, Tree. Did that everybody?
Yeah, man.
Vikings and Cowboys, got it, everybody. Your phone, you going in and out, Tree.
Now.
Going in and out. All I heard is now.
You
okay,
right,
I hear
you.
Go.
Yeah, turn your Wi-Fi off. It's fine.
Yeah, put one leg out the window.
Put
one leg on your head and the other leg out the window and put
the whole time. I don't even touch the phone the whole time I be on it. So the last game of the week we have, I need who you think is going to win, and I need a score. That's it. I don't need to know who's playing or anything, none of that. I just need a score and a team that you think is going to win. Giants versus the Chiefs. Let's start out, and you said Lou's not here, so let's start out with Marcus.
So I'm going with the Chiefs, and the score is 33-16.
Come on, Reed.
Every day of week, y'all better sit on that score, man. Jeez.
Come on, Reed.
I'm going with the Chiefs. The score is going to be 21-14.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs, and the score going to be 23-17.
Come on, Kale.
That's good.
I'm going with the Chiefs, and the score will be 30-17. Chiefs.
I'm going Giants, and I'm going 27-17. Debo
went Kansas City, and the score is 27-16.
Come on, Mima.
The Chiefs, 28-17.
28-17. Did somebody say that? Oh, no. Debo said 27-16. Okay. 57.
26-10, Kansas City.
You said 26?
To 10, Kansas City.
26-10, Kansas City. Okay. Come on, Dave.
I want Kansas City 24 to, I was going to say 10. I'm going to say 13.
And that, my love, is the pick week 8. There you have it.
All right. We're going to take another. All right. Thank you, Lady T, for being who you be, girl. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We're going to use this last 20. Whatever y'all want to talk about, your team, whatever, bring it on. We can get them jokes and all that. Let's go out with a bang this Thursday, Friday. All right. We'll be right back.
You know, young rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey!
Raindrops, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger, nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get you. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bullshit, bad. Cook
smoking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30 to 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Hey, my niggas like are savage, ruthless. Hey.
We got 30 to 100 rounds too.
All set.
All right, all right. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Who going to lead it off? Who going to lead it off? Who going to lead it off?
Baseball. The World Series.
Yes, the World Series. As everybody knows, Treece is going for Houston, and DMV Kill is going for Atlanta. I congratulate Houston on a magnificent win last night. I think it was 7-2. They beat Atlanta.
Yeah.
But game three, get ready for it, because it's going to be in the ACL. And, I'm sorry. I said that backwards.
I couldn't wait to correct you. I couldn't wait.
Yeah. You know, girl, I be judging myself sometimes. But anyway, I'm going for Houston. And Treece is going
for
Atlanta. Yeah, because I'm going for Dusty Bates. That's who I'm going for. And Treece going where she can go party at if they win.
That's right. Y'all pitcher got hurt too. He's going to be out.
Well, that's the beauty of baseball, man. They got plenty of them.
You ain't lying,
bro.
You ain't lying.
That's the beauty of baseball. And last night's game was, what's his name? Altuve. That
Altuve.
Joke. How does that little man hit the ball so far? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all these big ball game dudes come up the bat and everything is on the ground, a single, a double, triple, if lucky. He's home runs.
Hand and eye coordination timing.
That's the good thing about baseball. You don't have to be 6'4 and 350 pounds or 280 pounds. You can be an Altuve and still be the star of the World Series.
Facts. You said that perfect. Because just like he don't have to be no big man like in basketball, he don't have to be no big man, or he don't have to be no big man like in football. In baseball, you could be 5 feet anything and still win.
Well, look at Kyler Murray. I mean, how tall is he? But he also played baseball. Bowl. You know, he wasn't no real superstar, but he played in the league and did his job. It was in there for a long distance time. Spud Webb. So, you know, it's your will, your might. You know, like you say, don't let nobody determine telling you what you can't do because of your size or whatever. Or, you know, just have that willpower to go do it. Prove them wrong. Because who would have thought Spud Webb would have won a slam dunk contest against Dominique Wilkins? You know?
But the World Series is like another step up. Like you gotta show up and show out. In baseball, it's like almost you playing by yourself almost. Because when you at bat, you by yourself. You don't have nobody helping you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have nobody helping you. You just up there and you swinging for the clouds.
Well, definitely, especially but for a short player, because the ball is strike for where the strike zone is at. So I'm not disputing what y'all saying. I'm not disputing what y'all saying about, you know, short man and all that. I'm just saying that it's not really hard.
The strike zone.
Can I say something here? Something that was just brought to my attention? This a thing. This is going to be the first cold degree weather that your team is playing in this week. First time played in the cold.
We played in the cold in Pee Wee League. You got to deal with it. If you're a football player, you're going to go out there and deal with it. It ain't like the people turbulent today.
And your running back used to run in the cold. Your wide receivers used to catch in the cold. When they put that blue star on, they all of a sudden forget how to do all that mess. So,
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Michael Gallup coming back this week. Michael Gallup be back this week, too, man. That's another threat.
God won't need him.
You know Dallas is projected to lose this week, but I don't think it's going to happen. They projected to
lose.
Minnesota's projected to win.
They're talking about Dak, yeah, because of Dak foot. That's what I think they're really doing that, Mark. I swear
I do. And it's cold, dog.
Your boys don't like playing in the cold, man. They don't. I mean, it's a fact, yeah. It's a fact. And I ain't being bright as those as a Washington fan. I'm just telling you. I ain't trying to be braggadocious as a Washington fan. I'm just keeping it real. You guys, when it comes to the cold weather, something happens to your team. Y'all play good, been playing good, but when that cold hits y'all, man,
it'll never be.
It's like
Big
they rock. Cowboys got 12 out there to us.
We're going to be out there running up and down. We're going to be up there running up and down that field so much. We're going to be warm, bro. We're not going to worry about that cold. You don't have to worry about that this week.
I hear you.
But you know what? Until they hit that quarterback. Once they hit your quarterback but on that leg, that's it.
Our quarterback is a dude, man. He played through that. We don't have Heineken on them on our team.
You ain't got to worry about your quarterback diving for the end zone. You ain't got to worry about him pulling nothing like that.
I saw your quarterback getting carted off the field crying. Last season. Say what?
That was just because he led a game. But what I'm saying is he got caught off last season because he couldn't get back out there. But what he going through right now, he going to play through that. He going to play through that cast, Frank.
Hey, I what power to you? Did I pick y'all this
That's
week?
Really, y'all didn't know why he needed that tissue box on the field. Nobody knows what he was going through. He could have been crying because he was hurt. He said he called him. He said he called that. He said he was just crying because of the game. He loved the game.
Him and Jerry Jones, y'all had a conversation. Y'all had to sit down. My bad.
Exactly. I talked to my people like you talked to your people.
That man said exactly. He said exactly.
Y'all terrible.
Okay. Well, hey, look.
Okay.
In all honesty, I don't want this to be a part of it because I like when teams lose in full strength. I want all your teams to be there and take that. But we do know.
Right.
Speaking of the truth, we do know when that cold weather roll around, it's just something about your boys, man. They brittle. You know what I mean? They're not brittle, man.
Come on, not brittle. Don't say they brittle. Brittle, man, you break up.
Who they play? Denver?
The Vikings.
Or Minnesota. No. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
The Vikings.
Minnesota.
But don't Minnesota got a dome?
Yeah. And?
Yeah.
Oh, that thing going to be closed out, man.
They got
the
a
dome,
dome
right?
Closed.
It always, hey, Ted, listen. They don't come to Minnesota and go directly in the dome. They go to this thing called a hotel. And then they go from the hotel to the stadium.
That's what they can't take.
Put some long johns on and some hand warmers. They'll be all right.
Yeah. I hear you. Let's hope and pray for the best.
Hey, big bro, you sound like you sound at the beginning of the season. But Dak Carr was messed up and he wasn't getting up then.
Oh, well, I'm glad you recall my statement at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Because, now you're saying we can't play in the cold. When we get out there, it's going to be, man, we're going to go out there and punish the Vikings, man. You want me to see the score of that game?
Now hold on, Frank. It was me who gave him a four game playing streak. That was me.
No. But you're right, Marcus. I ain't talking about the four game thing. I'm talking about what Big Bro was saying when he kept saying, "Hey, man, if they not playing him, it's something wrong with his arm. It's something wrong with his arm." Don't look like nothing wrong with his arm. It might be something wrong with his foot right now, but wasn't nothing wrong with his arm.
Yeah,
you know what?
It was
wrong.
It was warm outside. It was warm outside.
He was nice and lubricated.
It was warm outside. He's ready to
have
cold.
Let me ask you a question, sis.
What's that?
Ain't it funny listening to losers throw shots at each other?
Are you a winner?
Ask him what place is he in his division.
Y'all gotta understand, it was conversation
going on that 57 wasn't a part of, so he had to make sure that we put him in. Him was missing us. That baby stay on board over here. And look,
I'm in
it down. We don't want him over there snoring again. So,
I'm in it now.
57. There we go.
How you
there want? There we go.
Come on.
Hey, look, you'll be back singing the same song on Monday. I'm glad these things ain't on Monday, because if they was on Monday, we hear you cry the whole podcast.
Oh.
At
57.
Kale, need a day in between to calm down.
Actually, 57, if the show was on Sunday, I wouldn't promise you nothing. I'm trying to tell you. I wouldn't promise you nothing. I'd be 57 2 days after the loss. You know what I mean? If it was Sunday that we had this show. But,
so, Kel, you mean he not going to show up? That what he's talking about? He's not going to show up?
You got to hear her, Lady T. You read between the lines, huh, Lady T?
Absolutely.
I thought we were going to have to put that bam on the milk carton, you know? Have you seen this cat? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he will get ghosts when they lose, buddy.
Hey, look, go ahead, Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus. I've been waiting on you all night.
First, let me tell you before I say this. I love you, man.
Oh, Lord, here we come. Anytime he started that way.
I just want to till the ground a little bit. I want to soften the ground a little bit.
As Bernie Mac would say, oh, Lord.
Divorce is coming.
I heard you say we in second place. Now, let me ask you a question. Is second place one from the bottom or one from the top?
Well, since it's four teams in our division, one from the top, babe.
No. You got that backwards, bro. If you in second, you said you were in second place.
We're in second place.
So that's one from the top. That's what that is, right?
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, man, I don't mind talking, but if we got to go back to school and everything, you need to let me know.
So
look,
second place is one from the top.
So,
go ahead.
So just because y'all in second place based on wins, or y'all or are you just in the position on that thing, or are y'all tied?
We in second place in the division.
Yeah, they are.
All right,
I
stand corrected.
Hey, Marcus.
Here we go.
Marcus,
hey,
when you go shoot for the king, don't miss, baby.
Bro, you gotta stop giving yourself the crown, bro. Somebody else gotta give you the crown. You can't give yourself the crown, bro.
I ain't waiting for nobody to give me mine. I'm gonna go ahead and get mine.
He better worry about if he's gonna have a coach, or if his coach gonna abandon them and leave.
He's not gonna leave.
See, Ted, we discussed this on Tuesday, and you wasn't paying attention.
He wasn't here.
Oh, he wasn't there? Our coach ain't going nowhere. He already said it.
I was asleep, man. I worked earlier. I was asleep like you.
All right, that's a good one. You got me.
But let me say this, though. In your division, 57, you are at the bottom. But in the whole division, in the whole division, you come in fourth. You're not second. You're fourth.
That's what I was talking about, bro.
Hold on.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
Hey, Trees. Thank you so much because, look.
You got a new king. Long live the king.
I was just pulling that up. That Bama said he was in second place. That Bama was in last place.
Yeah, they in last place. They 3-3. The Browns are 4-3, and the Ravens are 5-2, and the Bengals are 5-2.
Well, hey, if y'all hadn't looked it up, I'd have been home free.
If y'all hadn't looked it up, I'd have been home free.
I had Marcus Tree. You wouldn't looked it up.
No,
that's what you do.
Hey, bro, I want to win the argument.
Hey, look, I just want to win the argument. It ain't got to be true.
Exactly.
Just win the argument.
We can't give you, like Lady P said, you got this one. We can't give you that one.
Yeah, the damn internet, boy.
Let me also say this. Washington is in second place with their division. Washington is in second place.
I'm saying, in their division. I was trying to Marshawn Lynch that, man. I ain't want everybody knowing our business. You know, I was trying to Marshawn Lynch that.
My bad.
I mean,
my bad, bro.
They don't need to know that. No.
Hey, Kev, you already know that's not worries, right? We're tied. Three teams are tied. So we're not actually second.
Is one of those three Washington?
Yeah.
But that's a problem. That's not a good thing.
Nope, it worked for me.
And the 49ers are in third place. The Bears are in third place. Who else we got over here in this? Cowboys are ranked number one. Washington is ranked number two. The 49ers are ranked number three. The Seahawks are rated number four. The Bears are ranked number three. And there we have it.
All right. It's that time, y'all. I know everybody hates it. I hate it. We all hate it, man. Lady T, it's your turn, baby.
So you know, I always say, this phrase is for this conversation. Pressure is for the unprepared. So if you unprepared, that means you got some pressure on you. Okay? Mm. Y'all better deal with that pressure. Kaylin and Miss Peace, me, would like to thank all of you guys for the support that you shown us here at Kale's Corner. I just love it. I thank you guys so very much for supporting us. We also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Just think about that saying. We love you today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We love you guys. That's how much we love you. We love you right now, but tomorrow we're going to love you even more. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And just know we love you guys, and I want you guys to spread the love to all of your haters. Get more haters and love them up. Love you guys.
Right.
I'll see you guys on
That's
Tuesday,
right.
5 p.m.
That's right. You know, hey, and I want everybody that believes in the power of prayer and know the power of prayer, just call my son's name out. You know, Elijah. Just do that for me.
There you go.
And we'll get back with y'all. We'll get back with y'all on Tuesday. We'll go over these picks.
Go ahead. Don't forget your Cash App, you guys. If you participating in the pick, don't forget your Cash App. My Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. If you see Treetop, that's me. So get your $5 in so we can all be on the pick. Sorry. Go ahead, Kel. I'm sorry.
No, you right. All right, guys. So, hey, listen, with that being said, you be my pal when we hee 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 out. It's that y'all Tuesday, man.